how to be better at doing commerce, being commercial, being what most people would call business-like. That's what this is about, and it's the fourth in a series that I'm devoting during the month of June to improving my own commercial skills. And because it's a bank holiday today, Monday, in Ireland, I have been with family and I haven't been working at being more commercial. But I am dedicated to putting up an audio every single day without fail. So in a moment of kind of desperation, really, I suppose you'd call it, I've just picked up a book called Business Coaching Conversations. Now, it was given to me by the author of the book, Mike Collins. He goes under the name on Twitter as Persuasive Mike. And the book is properly called 33 Business Coaching Conversations. So I went scampering through it looking for something that would help me commercially. And I found chapter 26 called Selling Ugly. And then I read a few stories in here and a couple of ideas. And I thought, hey, this could actually help me. So let me just tell you what I found. Apparently, according to Mike, when the Volkswagen Beetle was introduced in the United States way back in 1959, the advertising company that was given the job of launching it decided to emphasize negative features of the product. And they came up with lines like, ugly is only skin deep, think small. And another one, it will stay uglier longer. So basically they went, brought out into the open a weakness that the thing would actually look ugly. Now it had all sorts of good features like, you know, it didn't cost you that money to run it, and it cost you that much money to run it, a terrific fuel consumption and quite a low price for a car. But they got the negative aspects of their product in before other people queued up to find them. Now, Mike, in his book, calls this approach inoculation. So you inoculate yourself against, you know, the negative stuff that other people might feel about you. So if you're giving a presentation about your product, what you would do is you draw attention to some of its weaknesses. That has the effect then of raising your credibility, making you come across to other people as honest and trustworthy. Now, I could make use of this, not as a kind of flashy technique, but because there are real weaknesses to me. There are things I'm very dependent on other people to bring to the table. And also, I have such strong opinions and passions about the kind of work I want to do. This is really a bit of a disadvantage at times, because I put up barriers to people, which, if I was a little bit, could tweak the way I present my case, I might discover that people found me easier to take. So perhaps I could be even a little bit less brash in my style at times. Now, Mike Collins, in this little book, gives a few examples of how you might do this in practice. And I like these ones. I'm going to quote you a couple. Imagine you're starting a presentation and you say something like this. Before we start, I'd like to point out that this is an area where I have limited knowledge, so it may appear that I'm asking stupid questions from time to time. Or here's another one. Before I start my presentation, I notice there are a lot of salespeople in the room. I'd like to point out that I am not, and have never been, a salesman. However, so as Mike said, this might seem a bit counterintuitive, but it does actually fit in. I think, you know, I could do with a little bit of the approach of emphasizing that, you know, my way of looking at this might be limited because, of course, I haven't had the experience of working in this particular company before. However, I can bring in, a fresh eye into the situation. So there we are. Look, that's it. So it's a small little contribution to the conversation this evening. And I know, I admit that I haven't been planning it, and it just came very quickly. So I just like to thank Mike Collins for giving me this book. I have met him, but I declare an interest. We've had a long cup of coffee over about 2 hours at one stage recently, and I every intention of seeing him again. And this book is ISBN 978-1471618017. That's it. And you can get in touch with him. Actually, this isn't meant to be an advert for him. No, it's meant to be all about how I could develop my commercial skills. Thank you very much for listening to this. Bye-bye.